We Love Hip Hop podcast is proudly sponsored by the Youngsterdam Lounge, located at 529 Yonge Street. Open Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for great food, drinks, music, and sporting events. Check out the Youngsterdam Lounge. Yonge Street just got more chill.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Gucci on my linen.
Hey. Gustavo Guapa, hey. Cardio.
Gustavo my cardio shit.
Oh.
We are my vision. Set my cardio and
run
up the vision.
Big shout out to Gustavo Guapa.
You know who Gustavo was, right? Gustavo was Pablo Escobar's bro. His right hand.
I got another one here. So, I am Blanca pulling up. Watch the tune now. This one is a bad tune right here. A bad tune.
It's a bad man tune. Okay.
Sounds like Lil Wayne's about to start it with the lighter, eh?
Yeah. I'm a real bitch. I ain't with the chat. The same working night and day. Run up a check. I got bills to pay. Only in the city. They paying dues. Keep a baddie with me. She got attitude. Got your man with me. You ain't got a clue. When I give him back, he gon' act brand new. I be in the kitchen.
Excuse me.
Who's this? I am Blanca.
Jeez.
I just hit a lick.
Okay.
Long hair, brown eyes, booty, hella thick.
Ladies.
Running games.
Pull up.
No shoes.
She was pulling up.
Stick. From the top, select.
Yo, rewind that, yo. Wheel it back. Wheel it back.
Shout out to all the ladies out there.
Straight up.
I am Blanca. Pulling up.
Pulling up.
Let's go.
A fake broad, I can't fuck with that. I'm a real bitch, I ain't with the chats. I stay working
night and
day. Run up a check, I got bills to pay. In your city, they paying dues. Keep a baddie with me, she got attitude. Got your man with me, you ain't got a clue. When I give him back, he gon' act brand new.
Yes.
I be in the kitchen, I be whipping it. In the foreign car, doing 100 clicks.
What?
Blue Chanel.
Damn.
I just hit a lick.
Jeez.
Long hair, brown eyes, booty, hella thick.
Wrong. Christ. Okay, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. Episode 55.
Double nickel.
Double nickel. You ain't got no clever bars for that one right there today?
Nah, nothing for the 55th. I think of something though.
We'll get to something somewhere.
Double
in the
nickel.
But it's a double nickel. It's the 5-5. It is a Wednesday night over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge. For anybody who want to pull up and get yourself some food and, you know, get some events on, come down to 529 Yonge Street. It's open every day between Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Hit them up on the Instagram, you know, on the gram, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
IGZO.
You know, at Youngsterdam _ Lounge. You know what I mean? There was a sick Super Bowl party that went down this weekend.
Fuck the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck the Super Bowl same way. But, you know, for the people who are partying, there was one that was going down here. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, same way. Take a knee. Stand up for Cap. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because, for real, in the end of the day, like, and just to get a sidetrack before we get into this whole intro shit, a lot of people forgot about the fact that there was a whole movement that was going on the whole year.
But we got short memories. If it's not on Insta, it's, you know, people don't remember.
So, you know.
Don't forget, there's still dirty water in Flint, Michigan. There's still dirty water in Flint, Michigan. Don't forget that.
Yeah, so hashtag fuck NFL, hashtag NFL is racist.
Niggas but, for lease.
So, but before I get into any of the things that we get into this evening, I want to know one thing.
What's up, Smokey? What well, you smoking on?
I am smoking on some whatever you rolled right now. This is actually...
Some pink something something. I don't know
it's
what
it's not
is.
Bad, but you know, I haven't been smoking no backwards lately, so
AKA the Tumper.
Yeah. But to get back to what you were asking me.
Smoke weed every day.
I endorse that message. So we have over here I have from my little bag of tricks from our little one of our dispensaries. This one is called the Greasy Monkey. Greasy Monkey Gorilla Glue. We had this on the show before.
Oh yeah, one of them long name ones.
Yeah, and then we also have another favorite that I had on the show before was some purple GCG.
Purple GCG.
Right? And right. Then we have a nice surprise today. We have some peanut butter breath.
Bruh.
Smell that.
Oh!
AJ.
What does it smell like?
Smell that peanut butter
That's
breath.
What it smell like.
That's a Thug Pug genetics.
Peanut butter
I don't know
breath.
Who grew it, but the genetics comes from Thug Pug.
Put it this way. For all and the people who are listening yeah. right now in their office or whatever, noise that man just made, it's like the chronic just smells offensive. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, it just lick off your head top.
It's like, yo. Stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's stupid.
And more chewing for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
And obviously,
Aubrey.
I got my... hemp wrap getting ready to roll. So this is what it looks like when it's not, you know, this is what it looks like when it's not being rolled up or scrolled up. You know, I haven't scrolled it yet.
Herc's gone so vegan.
We're going to scroll a thing. What did I say I was doing in 2018? Didn't I say I was trying to go vegan in 2018?
Hashtag health is wealth.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm starting slow. All right. I start with my smoke. Smoke weed in weed. What's wrong with that?
Hey,
smoke weed in weed.
You're talking to the Belmont master.
Yes. So anyways, so yeah, and then so now I just got myself a nice little salad here on my tray. Sorry, Sav. I know you don't want to fix the camera, but fuck it. Yeah. So I know I'm fucked. I'm weird. You want to see this on camera though? You could maneuver that on camera. The peanut butter breath that needs to go on camera.
On the fucking the bud cam.
Yeah, that needs to go into the bud cam.
Bruh
is right.
Yo, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to introduce ourselves. Duh.
Yeah, because you jumped ahead, but by now they should know who we are.
Well, shit, I got AKAs for a motherfucker.
So then drop your AKAs. Where's your AKA. Button? Where's your button for your AKAs? All right. All right.
AKA the Belmont Killer. AKA...
Better not be putting weed and tobacco in your blunts.
No tobacco's in my blunts. That's a rumor. That's a long AKA.
That's a rumor.
Yeah. AKA, hashtag respect the process.
Okay.
And that's all I got for today. And to the right of me.
AKA, I'm going to start with AKA Smokey the Bear.
Jeez.
AKA Paul Bunyan. AKA Lipsy Muscle. AKA... Huh. SSC _ Hey Herx _PK on Instagram, because that's the only platform I fucks with. You understand what I'm saying? And yeah, episode double nickel. We're going to get to it.
We got
to
get you onto two platforms.
Well, I'm on Twitter, you know, but I only tweet.
let's try to do that for 2018.
I only like Instagram because I like pictures. I'm simple. I'm a simple guy. I like simple stuff.
Let's make it interactive. So the people out there, let's see if y'all.
Okay, if you really want to see something, then okay, I have a what is that page called?
Snapchat. You gonna put some filters?
No, Snapchat. I don't do Snapchat.
No doggy filters.
No Snapchat, and I never use filters in my pictures. what is it?
It's like no shout out to the guy who used filters in their picture.
I don't even know. Sorry. Platform Instagram. I'm gonna work on a second one.
So let the people People jump in the comments, you know, when we throw this up on YouTube or, you know.
Am I too old for Snapchat, people?
Let's get a suggestion for what Herc could have as another platform that he fucks with. Okay? Because Instagram is the only platform that he fucks with. So let's all get together and put some suggestions in there for some other platforms. You know, maybe a tweet every once in a while.
I have a Twitter. It's called Hey Herks.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't tweet because I find that shit boring. Straight up, I don't like to fucking argue with people over the internet. I'm a face-to-face kind of guy.
I got one more AKA. AKA non-Twitter fingers.
Ah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? I got some weed, though. Shit, I forgot all about the fucking weed.
Friday's all over the place for the double nickel today, so.
It's all over. It's all downhill from now. Brand Scatter one. But I got some pink something. You know what I'm saying?
Some pink something. Is that what it's called? Pink something?
It's PW, so.
Okay.
I forgot exactly what kind of pink. It's from our Mother Earth dispensary friends, okay? So if you want to get your delivery on.
Free delivery if you mention the show.
Yeah. Free delivery if you mention the show. Meds.medidispensary.ca. What else I have?
Did somebody say something about empty pipes?
Jesus Christ. And this one's like some pink. You know what? I'll put it in the descriptions because my brain fried. You know what I'm saying?
Man frazzled, and we're not even smoked the peanut butter breath yet.
You know what I mean? By the time we got through peanut butter breath, gorilla glue, something, all these crazy buds of pink strains and different things that I'm smoking on, they're just all washed in my brain. But get at us, meds.medidispensary.ca. In the description, if you put WLHH for We Love Hip Hop, so put in that WLHH.
Acronym?
In the acronym. I'm losing words today. Yeah, put that in the description and you'll be able to get free delivery. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to
We Love Hip Hop for that hookup. Thank you.
So I got a list before we start here because I like to do lists. AKA, I like to do lists. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Music that's dropped in Toronto in the last month or so.
Okay.
That I think has been some fucking fire tunes that are going to go some have some legs, as they say.
Got traction.
Now, there's more than what I have on this list. So, because rappers can get emotional and
there's
shit.
There's a lot.
Don't pull up on me, okay?
And to the people that sends us stuff, we're getting to it. Don't think we're not getting to it. You know what I'm saying?
Inbox
is loaded.
Yeah,
thank you. We appreciate it. Keep sending the stuff, but we will get to you. It's not a diss thing, so don't take it as a diss thing.
Yeah, man. If you want to get your music to us, welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. I'm going to throw on my live right now and see what's going on with the people on live.
Insta live. From yours or We Love Hip Hop?
From We Love Hip Hop.
Oh.
Let's see what's going on over there. Let's see what's going on Insta live.
What you smoking, Insta live?
Oh, by the way, I got a shirt on it. It's a Sushi Boy shirt. I'll be getting a better looking one soon, but the design is sick.
This is for all those sushi boys out there that like to go raw dog.
Yeah. All right, see it there? Boom. All right, getting dipped in the sauce. But, you know, you have to get some glove for that love. You know what I mean? But, yeah, shout out to the sushi boys out there. Where you at? Let me get you a little bit on this camera here. Ooh,
shout out to the sushi boys, the man said.
Shout out to the sushi boys. Yo, I'm trying to get a little camera angulation over here. You might have to come a little bit closer, or we might fuck up the camera over there. Hey!
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, there we go. We're good. Okay.
See the hat.
So.
Bang. Big up Westbound. You done know.
Sushi boy.
Day one, Parkdale.
And let's get this clear. I'm wearing the shirt, but I'm not a representative of the Sushi Boy Club. I'm just wearing the shirt as an example of what you can get. Hit us up, welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Let me know what sizes, colors, what kind of things you want. You know what I'm saying? We can get you
Smoker's gear too, don't forget.
Spoil Smoker's gear. We can get you some shit with the sick We Love Hip Hop logo, with a record one, or from the one with the words on it. All that shit, yo.
We cooking, man.
Cooking, fam. We cooking, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why my head is getting cut in the live, but fuck it for now. So let's get to this list. All right? I'm going to go from what I have written down to the top, okay?
Smoke weed every day.
So, shout out to K-Money. That track, Was It Worth It, that he dropped about something last month. That's making his bubble right now. I seen it's like at 500K. You know what I'm saying?
So that's my man's all over flipping the stadiums. What? Every day. The man's Raptors. He's Raptor theme music now. Come outside to the Raptors game or the hockey game in the summertime. I bet you it's at the Blue Jay game.
No, that come outside is still
yo. That come outside moving. Track is doing what it's supposed to do.
And the track that he has now, was it worth it? That dropped about a month ago. That's starting to get its move on. So
traction.
Shout out to K Money.
Shout out to the whole clique.
Yeah. Casper, the neighborhood ghost, and RK. His track's coming next real up. Soon too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Pressa and Giggs have a track together called Sexy, which is a pretty dope track I seen on YouTube. Shit is doing like whatever numbers that, you know, them niggas do. You know
that's
what
the one we're in the hotel.
Yes.
That's an old track though. It's that's like, before that one came out before what's it called? Before the Canada Goose track.
I feel like it says like a month on it.
Well, I've seen clips of that before. The Canadian Goose.
On YouTube, it dropped like a month ago, and that shit is like almost, I think it's at 1 million already. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? T-Jin, coming from, so shout out to the whole CLE, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. CLE, not Cleveland.
Ah.
Free all the dogs and the demons.
Mm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to Pengs and Tutu, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head.
Yeah, hold your head.
You know what I'm saying?
Free up all the dogs.
Free up
everybody, free the bros, man. Free you know the bros. Saying? Jail's not the place to be, man.
Trust me.
Except keep the pedophiles.
Yeah. The diddlers have to go. But yeah, that track T-Jin coming from is fucking sick as fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Block Boy Twitch Problems. Woo! Jesus Murphy, that track. When I first heard that, I was like,
this the man said Jesus Murphy, folks.
Yeah. Shout out to white people for their for dope terms.
Gosh golly there, Batman.
Listen, sometimes if you mix that shit in with certain slangs, that shit be sounding banger, bro. Like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
If you pull up a yo bud, it's on, dog. Listen, bud. Alright, bud. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, dog. We don't always got to just resort to, like, you know what I'm saying, and Wagwan. You could throw in a few Gaudi Geesh and
yeah, I seen a clip
darn
today.
It.
I seen some clips.
Listen. What, getting away with saying darn it and being for the hood? Niggas would be like, where the fuck you been?
Yeah, I was in Canada, you know what I'm saying? I went over to Canada, you know what I mean? I picked that slang up over there in Canada, you know what I mean? I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what's going on, fam. You know, there's a video on Instagram I see. The man's like, yo, this is why Toronto say, yeah, eh? Man's like, yo, bro, you just stepped on my crispy Jordans and you're not going to say nothing?
Yeah.
You're not going to apologize? Man's like, yo, and you hear next one, yo, get out of my face, man. He's like, yeah, eh? And the man rushes in. The next one is like, yo, look at that finer thing over there. He's like, yeah, eh? Watch this.
It means so many different things.
It has
in one
so many different
sentence,
meanings, bro.
Shout out to Jeezy Loke.
Oh, shout out to Jeezy Loke, yes.
Yo, and I apologize for last week. I fucked up his name because I was calling Greasy Loke.
Mm-hmm. It was Greasy Dex.
But I was calling him Greasy Loke.
Or
Greasy Loke. And then after, I tried to correct it, and I was like, yeah, shout out to Greasy to Greasy Loke after.
Yeah.
It's two. And his name isn't Greasy Loke. There is no Greasy Loke from what I know. It's Jeezy Loke. You know what I mean? And his track is hard as fuck. Ride With Mine.
He's got a bunch of hard. Yo, the man has a bunch of hard lyrics. That's
for
not
the men who are down with bars.
That's it.
The man's a bar animal. He spits lyrics.
Yeah,
yo,
eh?
Yo, he spits lyrics. Yeah. Yeah, eh? Exactly.
Trust me.
The man is a beast. Lyrically, he's a beast. I won't even front. He's a beast. I've seen some of his tracks from before. His other ones. He has a bunch of them. Like, he's not new to the YouTube or whatever.
No.
But, yo, the man's music is been doing things, you know? Like, it's there. He's making his sound present, you know?
Yeah. And I'm happy to see him with a banger right here. So, shout out to Jeezy Loke. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one that we posted.
Yeah. I posted that on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all on Instagram. Honcho Hoodlum and Vanali Stax, Stay Broke.
Big tune.
Stay Broke Boy.
Yeah, Broke Boy.
Still stay broke. Holy. Stunting to the extreme. Yo, showing motherfuckers how to stunt, okay? If Birdman and Manny Fresh was showing niggas how to stunt back in the late 90s, these guys are the 2018-19 version showing niggas how to stunt.
Did you know the Winter Olympics are starting?
Oh, yeah? Is a hip-hop performer going to be rapping in that motherfucker?
Where is it? South Korea.
Yeah.
South Korea, North Korea, gang. They ganged up to play hockey, yo.
Yeah.
We're gonna get to something in that Scientologist.
They ganged up to play hockey. They say, "Yo, fuck that. We're gonna put our differences aside, and we're gonna roll out on the ice." The women, though, not the men. The women.
I got three more tracks. Bitch Loke, Set Tripping. Right, the video's going down for that. Yep. We premiered it over here.
That's on, over on the Casanova.
Yeah, the remix, Set Tripping remix, basically. Yeah. So yeah, we premiered it here on the podcast and.
The audio,
and shout out to Biz Loke, and
shout out, he's doing his thing.
That track is monstrous right there. You know what I'm saying? Candy K on the line for the ladies.
Yes, I seen that.
Yeah, Candy K, she got an EP that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that track is out right now. It's doing its thing on YouTube, and we I posted it on the.
I think Instagram. 2018 is gonna be the year of the women, like the women MCs coming hard, like. You know, like coming spitting lyrics, not trying, you know, sex sells, yeah, obviously they're going to be selling it, but there's more lyrical content is going to be coming behind it too.
Oh yeah. Look at Raspity, right? She got nominated for a Grammy and she's just amazing bars. Yeah. But okay, last on my list, Rooney.
Yo, first day out. First day out, bro. And yo, you know how long that track is? It's like almost 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just barring up all the way through.
Exactly.
100K in a week. 135,000 in 1 week
on YouTube. The man said.
Okay, so shout out to Rune Dog. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get close.
Yeah.
I told you guys from Volume 2 of the Ragu, he was on that. The man was keyed them times. But now he's free out, like you said, first day out.
Yeah.
The man was showing man them too, first day out. The man was showing people, yo, look, I ain't missed a beat.
Stunting. 50 stacks, yo. Thanks. You know what I mean? Let him know. You know what I mean? So shout out to Rune Dog. You know what I mean? We're looking for that.
More
that
Rune Dog than a Naughty Dread. Yo, his wordplay is one of the sickest. I don't give a fuck, yo. His wordplay is one of the, yo. Man say, yo, put a hole in a man's head. No, put a hole in a fish head like a dolphin. Yo, bro. Yo, this guy's wordplay is different. You understand what I'm saying? Like the way he's barring shit together. Yo. Put a hole in a fish head like a dolphin.
Is this a
different
beast,
type of thing? Then he said something else. Blue hair like Mars Simpson or something. I'm like, yo, it's just.
Yeah, because he's a gangster rap nigga, but he thinks out the box of this.
Yes, that's very far out of the box.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, it's different. Don't get close. It's sick, yo. He's been on one straight up.
Yo, you're blunt, yo. Be fucking kicking me in my fucking face, bro. Holy shit.
That's the solid thing, fam. And it's a hemp rap, yo. You smoke weed, in a weed, you can't go wrong.
Holy, bro. So, yo. Okay, let's get to some things. And anybody who I haven't mentioned on that list, it doesn't mean that your tracks are not fire. It just means that there's a lot of rappers that we're trying to promote in the city and trying to make sure everybody's aware. If you're not on the list now, we're going to put you on the list next time. You know what I mean? I'm going to be trying to run lists like every week, man. Fuck it, man. Just let people know about what the fuck's going on in this city. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to some more Toronto talks. Okay? Let's skip it, Toronto.
Excuse me.
Drizzy Drake. Okay? He donated a bunch of uniforms to a school in Miami, a high school in Miami.
Shot his video there.
Shot his video.
What is it called? The God?
The God's Plan video.
God's Plan.
And he gave out $50,000 to a student over there.
Yeah.
Okay? Apparently, he's making a tour around, and he's going to be giving out... I don't know. I can't say for sure, because I'm not going to say things that haven't happened yet. But the God's Plan video is not finished. Reason I'm saying this, because people have been like... I posted a picture on Instagram. It got a lot of fucking traction, but it's a very polarizing comment section going on over there. Like... Some people are like, yeah, that's nice. And then some people are like, what the fuck's he doing for us?
What's he doing for the city?
A lot.
And I know that he's done a lot for the city. I'm not going to go and do a rundown of what Drake has done for the city. But we're not going to get into it because I don't have my Googles open. Well, I do, but we're not going to do that. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Seth. But yeah, it was a very polarizing comment section is basically what I'm saying. So yeah, that's happening.
So what are you getting to, Friday?
Black excellence.
What are you getting to?
But I guess it don't count for me, though.
What is your hypothesis? What's going on? What are you getting to?
He's been trying to show the black excellence angle. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel that there's an album cycle coming, but I don't feel that they coincide.
So do you think this video is going to end up being shot somewhere in Toronto?
I feel that if he's going to go donate places, other places, and, you know, listen, when people are like, yo, what about us? It's not like I'm like, well, fuck us. Yo, let him just go to Miami. Nah, like, no, yeah, true. What about us? You know what I'm saying? There was somebody who jumped in my comments. Shout out to...
Don't bug out the name. Just tell them the comments.
It's in the fucking comments.
So then they can go look it up then. They can look it up.
Okay. Anyhow.
Tell them what the comment is and they can go
look it up. The comment was that man is donating 50 grand to a school down there in Miami. Okay. But he let his high school down here go through foreclosure. So.
Was he supposed to buy the school?
Well, shit, if... Listen, I don't know. I don't have the answers to these questions. Shout out Justin Hunt. but, yeah, it's... I don't know. I don't know if he wasn't able to save the school in time or whatever, but, like, yo, I'm sure there's some schools that are around here that he got some money for. You know what I'm saying? There was a man who jumped in the comments and said, yo, what about the money that him and the Raptors put together and put for the rec centers? They put, like, a bunch of millions together.
Yeah, so the NBA Raptors did one in a Parkdale in my block. They fixed up Missouri. They painted the floor. You know, they did a thing, put some hot spots. Okay. You know, like it's NBA Jam. You know, you can shoot a 3-pointer. Mm. But other than that, you know.
Hey.
And more chewing for your head top. So watch how you speak on my name. You know.
Jesus Christ.
Friday's go-to.
Like he was right in the room.
That's Friday's go-to. That's Friday's go-to right now.
So let's get to the next rappers in the scene. Or, like, not in the scene. Let's go to somewhere else now. Kodak Black. Kodak. Just a quick thing about a little update about what's going on with him. They're getting rid of the judge on his case.
Ah. Oh.
Because the man had the mic hot still, right? That mic's hot, right? And the man said, what did he say? Now I have it here. The closer to him, the higher the bond. So, because, like, he's trying to get his bail, right? Mm-hmm. So, the closer to that you live to him, the judge, the higher the bond. It's called the Lazarus Rule.
Oh, hold on.
And the man's judge, the judge name is something Lazarus.
So, the man lives close to the judge?
The judge probably lives in a very affluent neighborhood.
Yeah, and he lives close to that neighborhood.
Or even the closer to me, the higher the bumbaclat bond.
Oh, gosh.
So, nigga, you got a house close to me. You can afford that, nigga. Pfft, lock that nigga away forever. You can afford that bond, motherfucker.
Wow. So, what happened? He got caught. The mic was hot. He got caught.
Threw him off the case. Bada boom, bada bing.
Well, guess what? Kodak's still in jail.
Yeah, that's not going to help him from having, like, a bunch of weed, his kid. And
Kodak's
like,
still in jail. Yeah. Oh, guess what? The Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? And then they got a cop and to say free Meek. But guess what? Meek's still in jail.
Yeah.
They celebrating, partying. That's their theme song, whatever. Meek's still in jail.
Hey, the judge is starting to get a lawyer. Say, yo, if you guys keep on messing with me, I'm going to put a lawyer on y'all ass. Meek's still in jail. Free Meek. Free Meek. Kodak. Free everybody who's doing time out there. You know what I'm saying? But we got to fucking start making better choices.
Cleveland. Free all the dogs and the demons.
I feel fucked up when I say stuff like that for, like, mans like Kodak, even though I still want to see the man free.
Straight up, free up.
Because these guys have chance and they just keep on doing dumb shit. Nigga, you're so rich now, B. Yeah. You're living in a fucking neighborhood that's close to the judge for him to even want to do this shit.
Yeah, because they're just living that lifestyle, you know? Even though he's on bond and shit, he can't, you know, he's got to keep it posted. He got to keep his stuff relevant, you know? So he's got to be like, with the guns and the weed and everything. It sucks that his kid was there. You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. He's got to make better choices.
Obviously, you got to make better choices. But, hey, look at his decision and where it got him. All right?
But, okay. Next person now. Troy fucking Ave. Okay? And now let's get to a conversation here, all right? I know the answers to the questions that I'm going to be asking. Right? And I know you know the answers to them, okay? Now, the man has a song called Too Legit to Quit. I finally listened to it today. After I heard all the hype about it, I finally took the time to listen to it. It's an animated video.
Okay.
Right? Where he kind of just goes through the whole rundown of what's happened with him and Tax Stone.
I heard somebody that's going to take the stand.
Yo, the man has a guy in the picture who he busted shots at that has a shirt that says unsafe, though. Because, you know, Tax Stone's catchphrase was be safe, though.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Man has an unsafe, though, t-shirt on in this thing.
Liminals.
He goes, whatchamacallit, fuck it, say fuck you from the stand. You know what I mean? I only ride for my fam or something like that. So he's like, yo, fuck that guy. He's been basically, and he's in the fucking cartoon, in the stand, giving two middle fingers at the stand. I'm like, dog, how do you make somebody draw that of you? That's gangster, dog. You're making man draw a picture of you in the fucking box, testifying on a man.
It's a different era we live in, man. It's a different era we live in.
Yo, dog, I was shocked when I was watching this video. And then there's this debate that's going on in this in all the American stations and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is snitching if you're snitching on the opposition, like some mans that try to shoot you, or is only from when it's you and your brethrens who did a crime together. Nigga, it's very fucking buddy, B. This is not a fucking debate, B. I'm sorry, dog. Man shot at you. You in a situation where you in that lifestyle, niggas can shoot at each other. Then you go deal with it the way you have to deal with it, dog. You know what I'm saying? It just comes with the territory. It's not, is one snitching and one not. It's all is. When it comes to that, like that lifestyle, it all falls under the one category. We can't fucking split one into other and then say, okay, Troy Ave gets a pass now. So if you beat the case, Troy Ave, you're not going to be walking around as a known snitch in the road and people are still going to buy your records. First of all, the record is whack as fuck.
Well, then stop talking about it.
No, but dog, Troy Ave, he's been going through this shit for like a while, okay? And rest in peace to Banger, because somebody lost their life.
Somebody lost their life over this, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And Tax Stone's gone, you know what I'm saying? They're both dealing with their cases. And the whole time before this all happened, Troy Ave was on this wave. He even talks about it in the song. About like, oh man, no, mans are dissing me. He talks about it in some commentary after. Mans are dissing me, trying to say, oh, you know, I couldn't do shit. And yo, oh, you only sold 5,000 records. And like, dog, we're not even talking about that no more, bro. Why are you even bringing that up anymore?
No, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? But dog, your music didn't even get better that whole time with the whole I'm the hottest shit in the world type of attitude that this nigga had. Like, if your music was better, getting better at progressing, then you could say, all right, well, you know what? This nigga can pop some shit and his bars are kind of tight. But the nigga is Troy Average, fam. Like, the way niggas, that nigga...
That man said Troy Average.
Well, no, that's not mine. That's academics' fucking term. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not in a good mood with academics right now.
That man said Troy Average.
You know what I'm saying? And just because, just to sidetrack for a second, Mr. Academics.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Listen, okay? And I'm going to talk to this camera. I'll be back with y'all. I'll be back with y'all people on live in a second, okay?
Here we go.
Listen. Disclaimer, this is my opinions, Friday Ricky Dread.
Yes,
thank you. Okay, a.k.a. my opinions. and not the sentiments of the We Love Hip Hop podcast. All right? Ack, I watch a lot of your content. I've been supporting your shit for years. And I hear you say all the time, when people ask you, yo, well, who's your favorite rapper? Knee-jerk reaction. Well, Drake. And I get you, brother. I get you. He's in my list of top rappers, too. I like me some Drake too. But you down there in New Jersey or whatever, you like Drake so much, but that's the only fucking person that you talk about from Toronto where your favorite rapper comes from. You made one story about Toronto in the whole year with the whole Robin Banks incident, you know what I mean? Where you put it on your channel. And in any other time, the only rapper you talked about from Toronto is Drake or Tory Lanez. You know what I mean? Who both deserve to get talked about. However, there is hundreds, thousands of rappers who are sick out here.
Well, so you better keep... rappers in Toronto that are sick.
And a lot of them have been on the podcast, and a lot of them are out here banging out tracks. We're
gonna have more to come on the podcast.
Doing crazy numbers on YouTube, crazy numbers on SoundCloud and whatever other platforms. Spotify, all that. They got all their tune cores up. So what the fuck is you ignoring us for, okay, Ak? That's all I got for you, nigga. Hold that.
And where's your sound effect for that?
Oh, do I got sound effects for that?
Where's your sound effect for that? Huh? And where's your sound effects?
Fucking Ak. Hold that, Ak.
And more tune for your head top, so watch how you...
That's all I got for him, man. Anyways, Kylie Jenner. You know, before we get to Kylie Jenner, Bardi B. Or Cardi B. Or Bardi B. Or Cardi B. Cardi? 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 Cardi?
Bardi
Cardi
B.
Cardi? Off and off it. Off of the set. Off and off. No.
Thank you, Sal.
Anyhow, she got some problems with some Crip niggas, okay?
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Why? What happened?
So she put up a post on Instagram wearing a nice blue fur saying, I really love this fur, but I hate the color flute.
Whoa. Well, she's already, isn't she on her blood money gang or whatever?
Party in the party.
Right?
Right? So
she's Cardi B. She's not Cardi C. She's Cardi B. What's the B stand for?
So when all them niggas started jumping down her fucking neck,
did no she have pause because
they're jumping down her
she
neck.
She has a pendant with the thing like this with the bandana, red bandana.
Well, she's I guess she read the fetish.
She's flagging.
She got a no. Well, she's gonna get a flag on the zone in LAX. LAX no fly zone.
Well, that's a
no fly zone has been issued.
Okay, now, that's a no fly zone.
Crip representatives from over there in Los Angeles started getting crazy on her.
Where did you see this? I want to see this.
What?
Where did you see
this? They were under her Instagram comments. She had to take down the post.
Oh, the comments.
She started getting threats. All type of ting, fam.
Oh, it's a ting.
Oh, it's a ting.
Man, them don't play.
Yeah. So she's been issued a no-fly zone until she apologizes
until
for
further notice.
The flu comment. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And at the same time, there's a whole conversation. Is like, is Cardi B... As a crossover person now, can she really be taught, you know, representing this and that? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to Cardi B. We love what you're doing, but shit, that no fly zone shit. Don't be too, you know, it's one thing, like no, not to throw no shade or anything. Like when you got like Diego and Lil Xan and Killy and all that, and we don't know, like these are really young guys who are really issuing. But when you got like. Gangs saying you can't come out here.
That's what happened.
That's a
to
lot
Ross.
Of motherfuckers.
Look what happened to Rick Ross.
It's not just. It's not rappers. It's not the guys who rap. Like two guys in the basement. You know what I'm saying? It's like you drive down this block. Oh, dang. They said you can't be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On site.
So, and I don't want that to happen to her. No. You know what I'm saying? But careful, Cardi or Barty or Cardi, Party in Barty, Party. So anyhow, your friends.
My friends, whoa, who you point? What's going on? Who's this? What are you saying now?
We're gonna have a Kardashian Jenner moment.
Oh, right my now. Friends, yo, calm down, buddy.
I imagine that.
None of my friend them.
Yo, I'm sorry, fam. Yo, the Young Sudan's got me cool today, fam.
Mmm.
I feel like it did get colder in here.
It did.
Jeez. My hands are turning blue, and I'm dark skinned as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Friday.
Shout out to Marky Blackson. So yeah, Kylie Jenner, she gave birth to a baby girl, her and Travis Scott, okay, aka the Southern Pimp, and yeah, she decided that she would tell people about the birth of the child on the Super Bowl. She had the child 3 days before.
Yeah, she wanted to steal the ratings.
Yo, fam, how do you try to upstage the Super Bowl of all things? Yo, that means you think you're mad important, dog.
She probably did get hired into the Super Bowl.
She probably did. They lost 14 million viewers.
Really?
I saw the Beatles at 15 hours. It had like 25 million.
You watch the Super Bowl?
No.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Dog, before the boycott, I wasn't watching the fucking Super Bowl. I watched the
commercials. Okay, look,
I
listen.
Watched
before the boycott.
The show, and that's it.
Before the boycott... I wasn't much of a football watcher. You know what I'm saying? Like, last year, I watched Super Bowl, but that was the only game that I would watch.
Right.
Would be the Super Bowl. I wouldn't watch anything all season, and then I would watch the Super Bowl. That would be it.
It's like a party, right?
But, oh well. Fuck them. Hire Cap. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it done.
Well, the thing is that's crazy about it. She released a video that she had, like, the leading up to the childbirth and everything that she was just had in the tuck. So, like fam... It's you like know, you dropped your music video on the day of the Super Bowl. You didn't even have a Super Bowl commercial. You're like, yo, fam, yo, new music, new Kylie music video. New Kylie.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? What? New Kylie.
The man gave it the...
And then the video came out and just showed her big pregnant self and... You know, now she got the kid and everything. I'm like, yo, fam, you are sick with it. Yeah. When you think, say, like, yo,
yeah,
the whole world is
millions.
Just going to go, huh? What? Oh, shit, Kylie, what did you say?
She's going to make millions off of this little baby.
Hey.
Watch. Yo, watch. They showed... The clothing line is coming just now. The baby clothing line is coming just now.
Baby Kylie clothing on the way. You know what I'm saying? It's a ting. But, yeah. She, you don't got anything to add to that?
Nah, I got nothing to say about that. That's none of my business. I lie. I got nothing to say on it, bro. I got nothing to say on that shit.
Baby's name is Storm.
Storm?
Stormy.
Stormy. Like nice. The UK rapper. Interesting. Big up Stormy, yo. You got a namesake now. You part of the Kardashian indirectly.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Why so you can get a Kardashian a Jace type of connection, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we talking our shit over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge
all
over
the time, all the time, all the time, every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday over at the Youngsterdam Lounge, 529 Young Street, over here at the corner of Young and Wellesley.
Come through with your main thing or your side thing. Jeez. It's a thing, fam.
Jeez.
It's a thing, but just don't get caught.
And we are going to actually have an interview that's going to be popping off. Shout out to man like Looney Blue.
Okay.
Looney Blue. We have an interview, a pre-recorded interview with Looney Blue that we're going to be dropping with this shit talking that we're doing right now. So for the people who are going to be listening right now or like in the present time or tomorrow for, you know, the people, in, I don't know. I'm starting to
get Friday's all lost,
an
man.
Alternate universe with this explanation right now. But for all y'all, you know, check out that Looney Blue interview that we're gonna be previewing just now.
It's a ting.
One more thing I want to talk about on this list here: goods versus gyms. For all my battle rap fans out there.
Okay.
Okay. So the RBE Rare Breed Entertainment battles went down this weekend. I think it was February 3rd. And I'm going to show you something. Okay? Okay? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this, bro.
Watch this again. Oh, is this the DEFAs?
DEFAs are being issued today. This is a crazy video.
URL. Broke my door. Your line.
Your line on it.
Line on one.
Line on one.
When? You heard that shit? Yo, did you hear that shit?
Hold on.
Oh my god, did you hear that?
Hold on.
Yo, that thump?
Run.
Oh my goodness.
Do me a favor. Show the people on live while I roll this shit up. Man.
Yo.
Show the people on live while I roll this shit up. That shit is hilarious.
Y'all see that? You want to see that again, right?
I know. One more time.
Yo, that shit was crazy, yo. Damn, son. Dan, did you see that?
It was an aftermath.
Did you see that thump?
He gave him the thump of the century, bro. Now watch the aftermath. Watch the aftermath.
Ew, fam, that was disgusting.
Aftermath is crazy.
That was disgusting. Oh, wow.
Look at that kerfuffle, that melee that's happening there.
These niggas is scrapping.
Shout out to battle rap, yo.
Bringing that old school 90s flavor back, yo. Go to a 90s venue, you don't know what's gonna happen.
These niggas are going off in there.
Oh, these niggas is wildin'. Excuse me, these brothers is wildin'.
What's the man who's filming?
Yo, the cameraman said, whoa. Yo, this shit is classic. Yo, this shit is classic, yo. Where's the
Yeah, shout out to Goods.
Oh, man, that shit is classic, yo. That shit is crazy. But that punch, oh, man.
That was crazy.
That was stupid. That thump was stupid.
Let me get my screen back up.
Oh, man, that thump was dumb.
Yeah, man, shout out to Goods and Jims, man. That was a crazy fight. Okay, one thing about that, okay?
The man them start fight like it was high school, boom.
One thing about with battle rap, this is not an everyday occurrence of battle rap. This is why this is like a thing, like that, you know, like I have to show you. Because like, with the amount of battles that happen per year, which there's a lot between Smack, between Beast Mode, and between, you know, KOTD,
Great Scribe URL, comment, all that good shit.
This league here, RBE, like all those different battles. With all those different battles.
Drinking all that damn Starbucks, yo.
Man, I can't today. With all the different battles that happen in battle rap, a fight is like an eclipse. Yeah. It's not like it happens every other month. Somebody's snuffing somebody in the face for something, saying something slick. Niggas say some ridiculous.
Yo, I hear some foul shit at battles, eh? I hear some real false shit, man, talking about man's moms, man's kids, man's girl, man's family, man, everything. Like just
fresh, current shit. Niggas will go do their homework on man.
Okay, hold on a second. I gotta pull up a video.
Pull up a video.
From a Beast Mode slap battle. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? This was the realest slap in the Beast Mode slap. Yes, you heard me. Slap battle.
Yeah, niggas shout out to Beast Mode.
Niggas
Beast
is Mode battling for slaps. And then this one had $1,000 on it too. So the winner got $1,000 and got slapped in the face.
When we get to our interview with Mr. Lunebleu.
No, sorry. That's the young boy. That was the young boy's performance.
What am I spoke here? This is that pink fire.
Hold on a second. Where is it? Right here. Okay. Here's the slap.
We just got the clip of the slap?
I got the end of the
slap. Are you ready? Who's getting slapped? Who's getting slapped?
Shout out to my people on live. Shout out to Beast Mode.
Are you slapping with the money in the hand or that's what I'm
saying? I asked if he's slapping with the money in his hand or just the bare hand slap.
Okay, hold on, let me fast forward a bit.
Get right to the
get to the meat of it.
How's
a lot of talking going on.
Mans are like, they're like one of those like doing too much dancing, not enough fucking punching.
Oh, hold on, give me a second, man. Sorry, I'm fucking high too, Friday.
Jesus
shit,
Christ,
you're not the only one.
You see, mans like me, I'm sick with my
Yeah, you're sick with it, not me. Sorry, calm down. Okay, I'm just learning. Okay.
Okay, let's get to the slap it. There's a lot of people on live. They're bugging out over there.
Okay, yo. I'm just trying to line it up right to the slap, people. Just give me a second. Bear with me.
Jesus, Murphy.
Yeah, because it was a long clip, man. They didn't get right. Usually they get right to the slaps. You know what I'm saying? This time it was like, we got
right there, right there, right there, right there.
Come on, play.
Shout out to iPhones that don't work.
Yo, my phone's... Look at this. You see me, is it? Friday. You see me pressing the... Okay, I think I got it, folks.
They're going to do a slap right there. Well, he's lining them up, eh? a weak slap.
It wasn't. Trust me. I'm not doing no. Watch it on the camera again. Trust me. It was a sick one.
We'll post that shit in the.
We'll post it in the description so you guys can see a better look. Cause I suck on the spot, cameraman iPhone shit.
Okay, so let's wrap this shit up. We got the interview that's this popping off with Looney Blue, and that's gonna be a sick interview. He brought his brethren with him.
Peanut butter breath. Yeah, he brought his brethren from 2154.
Yeah. So look out for that. That's gonna be dropping just
facts.
Now.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Remember that number.
We're gonna run it out. We won't even do our sign-outs because our sign-outs are in the end of the episode there. But I want to leave this out with a tune. You got any shout-outs though you want to do?
Yeah, I shout out the whole gang. I shout out the Toronto. I shout out We Love Hip Hop. Shout out Six Socks. Shout out Sports Smokers. Shout out Beast Mode. Shout out FPA, Free People Association.
Jeez.
Shout out my gym, Carpio Strength and Conditioning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Shout out AJ and the Six List. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Six List. Dope interview that's up right now with LC, the artist. You know what I mean? A fucking dope creation. We Love Hip Hop. Six List is out there right now. It's like a 6 minute, a little bit longer. And we're not going 3 sixes. I see you looking at me from the side of my head, bro. I can feel the side of my Gucci hat getting burnt, fam.
We're not conjuring no devil worship on ya.
But yeah, it's a dope interview. It's a little slice, you know what I mean? For the people who are not into the long form content and you just want to catch a little bit of what's going on with some of these Toronto rappers, especially a lot of the up and coming ones.
Quick and to the point.
Yeah.
So the long cocky talks.
Yeah, man. So it's a dope thing, man. So shout out to LC, the artist. You know what I mean? Six List. Hashtag Six List. Let's get that hashtag out there. Hashtag Six List. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave this out with a track from Jesse James.
That back was beating me up, bro.
Jesus Christ. Man's fucking coughing like a newbie.
What was I doing to myself all these years? Ugh. So, thank you for the high hemps.
Let's get to this track here. Jesse James, backwards. Phony.
All right, run it.
Are we going to lead out with that? Episode 55, nigga.
Double nickel.
Hey. What the fuck is they gonna be doing to these bloods?
That's the peanut butter breath, my dog. That's the trees, man. That's the peanut butter breath. I don't want that backwards. Send on my high hemp full of peanut butter breath. High hemp, baby. High hemp. Fuck a backwards. Fuck a backwards. Shit's bumping. I like this. It's bumping.
So yeah, shout out to Jesse
Fuck
James.
Backwards.
And yo, shout out to Looney Blue. We're gonna get that
shout
episode popping. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
2154. Pay attention, people.
Look at the list. It's the World's Most Smoked Out Podcast. We love hip hop.
Peanut butter breath.
We out, nigga.
In the high hand, peanut butter breath.
If you feel like your sock game is getting kind of boring, you know what I mean, wearing that same old out of the package eight in a pack sock packs, man, you need to step your sock game up. Check out my people at Six Socks Toronto. If you want to know how to get onto them, check them out on Twitter or Instagram at Reed_Craig. That's Reid_Craig. Six Socks Toronto. That's what's up. All right. So we are back. It's the World's Most Smoked Out Podcast. We love hip hop.
Hey, yeah.
We're doing something special today. We're here in a little secret location right now. Shout out to the Youngsterdam Lounge over there at 529 Young Street, though. Smoking some good bud. Also want to give a shout out to Mother Earth Dispensary. Hit them up if you want that delivery at meds.medidispensary.ca. You know what I mean? I'm smoking that good Hindu Kush right now. I'm your boy, Friday Ricky Dread, a.k.a. the Blunt Master, a.k.a. Backwoods Send a Bag. Hey. And to the right of me.
It's me, SSC underscore Hayhurst underscore PK on Instagram. Platform I only fuck with, so catch me there. Follow my other way page, my other page, Way Hurts. And yeah, let's get it in. We're going to get a good interview right now.
Yeah, so with no further ado, you know, I want to get right into the interview that we have here. I was online, as I usually am, you know what I mean? I'm the Instagram stalker. And I was like, yo, this guy over here, the digital crate digger, this man over here is doing his thing. And a lot of people in the city are doing their thing, but he's doing it in a way where it's like he's cutting his own lane. You know what I'm saying? And I always like to see that because a lot of shit sounds the same. But when I hear people who are lyricists and still coming with the wave, I appreciate that. So I have Looney Blue in the building here with us.
Hello, so, brother. How are you guys doing?
Respect. Thank you for coming through.
Oh, always.
You know what I mean? Mad respect. And representing the Rex, you know what I'm saying? For all the people who are outside of Toronto who don't know what the Rex is, that's Rexdale. I'm going to get right into the questions.
Let's go.
So, Looney Blue.
Yes.
How the fuck you get that name?
So, when I was a young boy and shit, I'd just be doing some crazy shit all the time. Older man's on my block, or even just the block that I'm chilling in every day. I'm a high school kid at these times.
Right.
So I'm in and out of the buildings, you know, shenanigans. Boys will be boys. You know what
boys
I'm saying?
Will be boys.
So the older guys just started saying, yo, this kid's loony, fam. It's mod thing. Loony.
Yeah.
So they started calling me Loony Brother. And then, you know, I continued being a knucklehead under my younger years, you know. And I really learned my lesson. I had to smarten up when I had to take a little vacation. And the people that were with me there, you know, like, honestly, RIP Young Mecca.
Okay,
shout out Young Mecca.
Shit. Young Mecca was with me on vacation. Cream from Danforth, shout out Cream. These are older rappers, pioneers from the city that were doing their shit like back in the day that the kids from Toronto these days won't even know. But yeah. I had to sit down with them for a second and really take guidance.
Yeah.
So then I came back and I started really rapping, and then that's when the blue got added.
Okay.
And like, I have to stop the shenanigans.
Okay.
So I became Looney Blue, and then I really started to do my, I started to take music seriously in a way that I started creating songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Before it's more like I'm freestyling in the stairwell with the mandem.
Yeah.
Like a one man from the building has a connect to a studio.
Yeah.
He brought us there. We're recording tracks. Then all mans used to have the intercom mic with the sock and the elastic on it and the cool edit 2.1.
Oh shit. So like, what year is that around?
I can't even remember, brother. It doesn't even matter, because it's art and we're just creating.
Yeah.
So I'm just showing you, I started from the humble beginnings in the recording shit.
Okay.
To like grow up, and now I could play with the big boy toys, you know, like.
Yeah. And like, so like Looney Blue is just like a development from like a name you got from the street, and then you just continued it into your rap name, basically.
Yeah, it's organic. It just happened.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Yeah, you can't give yourself names nowadays. People are like, yo, okay. That's what you call yourself? All right, but we're going to call you this. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Well, no, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I understand for
I'm
sure.
I'm not saying as a diss thing, but like, no. Certain man will be like, yo, I want to be this on the, and the man will be like, nah, but, you know, usually your brothers from your block give you your nickname. Yeah. Like you said, you're on a loony thing, man, and the man started calling you loony, and you're like, you know what? I like that. And
it's just Bear Man started calling me Looney.
But that's,
and then after it's like a man says, yo, Looney, you're looking. Because you know, say man.
You know who he's talking to.
Yeah, man's exactly. kept calling me Looney, yo, Looney. And then
eventually it's going to stick.
It's stick.
Exactly. And that's what I mean by when I say you can't give yourself your own name. Like, you can, but.
You can. Like, yeah. That's like, well, music has evolved so much in the past couple decades, brother, that, like, yeah, you can name yourself now. Yeah. But, like, when I was rapping, like I was a little young boy rapping.
Yeah.
That was just some real shit. Like,
yeah.
That's what was going on at the time. But now that I've really stuck to the music and become like the artist that I am now. And the creations and the way that I could create now, like with the resources that I have.
Right, right.
I'm about to really create some art. Okay. Like that's what I'm about this year. I'm about peace, positivity, and creating the best art that I could create.
That's a good way to start the year off. That's a good motto.
And definitely. Even going back to like the times when you were just loony, what were you listening to in your headphones?
Oh, fam, come on. My favorite rapper all time, Cameron.
Ah, killer.
Yeah, but like I'll be calling out records like D-Rugs. My mom dates him. Swear to God.
From the Confessions of Fire him. Album.
Of course, Confession of Fire. Confession of Fire went gold. Rivera's Cameron? Record.
Yo, the man did some crazy shit.
Went gold.
Yeah.
Cam went gold. Cam been getting money from the industry doing his shit.
And the SDE album was a fucking classic.
$4 million from Def Jam and I ain't sold a record for him. Well, he's counting money.
Trust me. And okay, even in them times, tell me about the wrecks. Like what was going on like in your teenage times in the wrecks?
I was doing okay, like from 15, 16, caught up in the system. So now for a good 3 years, house thing, like housey. And but I'm still out, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's going on, I'm housey, but I'm moving smarter. You know? But then one time it caught up with me, and that was the time I
had to do the vacation.
Yeah,
thing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But that's really, it's all of that doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah.
Because I understand that all of that happened for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
Facts. And even
you know, like, to put yourself in a better place with those lessons that you learned. And a lot of the things that I realized, these youngins, I'm not trying to say I'm super old or anything, but they don't respect their OGs.
I'm young as hell, bro.
They don't respect the OGs. Some of them don't want to listen to what the OGs got to talk about and facts that, yo, we've been there, I've done that, bro. I have time on you. If you listen, you won't have to feel certain things. But certain people don't want to.
Guidance.
Exactly. They avoid it.
Yeah,
guidance is needed. That's how they're going to understand what peace and positivity will bring. It'll bring unity.
Yeah.
And if we have unity amongst us in the city, the artists that are really creating art right now in the city, we will have unity and we will control the industry.
Facts.
The main pop artists will come out of Canada. The main reggae artists could come out of Canada. I know there's probably, I don't know how many sick reggae artists right now on how many in how many neighborhoods in Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just need the right infrastructure. I would love to hear dancehall records from Toronto.
Yeah. You ever do any collaborations with any like reggae
artists?
Of course.
Yeah. I've worked in the studio with reggae artists numerous times. It's fun for me. Okay. I've wrote reggae records and stuff like that. You know, like fun. I really work in the studio. So like reggae to me in the city of Toronto, that's definitely a genre that I think that a lot of like young artists that are coming here from the island for real and shit, and they already been doing their thing.
Yeah.
They just should like try to get their stuff organized and do their artistry.
See, so okay, I want to get into like some of the songs because I was going through some of your stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there was a song that I was listening to, Blue Song.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in 2013.
Yeah.
Mega real shit, right?
Yeah.
You had a story about your parents. Yeah. You know what I mean? A story about your half brother, like Now, you want to talk about like some of that
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Like, tell me about some of the things that inspired that song, man.
That's all real shit. And now me and my brother sit down and smoke cigars and drink cognac together.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like at that time of my life, that's how I felt, and that's my art. So, if I said what I said, I meant it. At the time, because maybe I didn't really understand life the way I do now.
Yeah.
Right? So
I can fully agree with that statement.
Maybe I was saying things that I shouldn't have said.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how I felt. And if you listen to my music, I don't be saying too much shit that's like out of hand. I'm talking about my life.
Right.
It's my art. This is my life work. So now I'm just focused.
Nice.
Really focused, brother. Water, Big Backwoods, 2018. I'm just telling them, yo, cool. Peace and positivity, fam.
Facts.
That's it, man.
Put on you want to work on some professional type shit? Then yeah, we gonna work on some professional type shit.
Yeah.
If it's something else, like I ain't with all that politics shit. And at the end of the day, for me, look, fam, I came up in horrible situations. I endured pains and tortures as a child, as a young teenager, as a teenager, as an adult, all that. But at the end of the day, all that, all it taught me is that I have to just say what I mean, and that's what I've been doing since the beginning.
Right.
So like now, it's just, fam, do your thing. Take this. Look at what's going on. Look around you. But right now, I seen an alien walk in the building. I seen an alien walk in the building. Yo, Ty, come here.
Come true.
Insane.
Okay, so
this is organic here.
Respect.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the ladies and gentlemen, this is Tyreek or Die. Get hot.
Yeah, just jump in right here. Yeah. It's kind of tight, but yeah.
This is my guy, Ty. Tyreek or Die.
What the fuck is up, man?
Tyreek or Die.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So, all right. We got to. It's getting interesting over here, yo.
Yes, it is.
Okay, before we even get into, we continue, because yeah, I have more questions for you.
We have to do another one, but let's do it with, like, some really expensive rigs and stuff like that. Like, let's really, like, take this culture that we have in Toronto, because, look, shout out Borrowheads.
Oh, for sure.
I seen that you guys were shooting in Borrowheads.
Yeah, go to Borrowheads and probably
I would definitely love to bring out some rigs of my friend's collection, because he's a collector of some very expensive rigs and some very, very nice art.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd love to have that
Glass.
On
shout out Watson Glass. Yep. That's my homie.
We would love to have that on.
Yeah. No, the Burrowheads is the perfect place for that, man.
Yeah, then the Gas Gallery, that's where we're hosting the first season. Like how I like to refer to it as the first season.
Oh. Yeah.
That's in the Glass Gallery at the Burrowheads.
Yep, we have to take it back there one day for a special edition.
We had, it's funny you say that, because we had a Deja Vu episode like 2 weeks ago over there.
With Bricks Domain.
Deja Vu. Yeah. Shout out Bricks Domain. He did Live Up to My Name. Yeah.
That's right.
Shout out Bricks Domain.
The Depressa Brick mixtape, as well as the single Canada Goose.
Oh, that's wonderful, fam.
So, you walked into the building.
Yeah, man.
We have alien
game through. It's already getting late, yo. Fuck, yo.
Don't worry,
bro. Introduce yourself to the people here.
Tyreek or Die. Let me see you guys.
They can hear everything.
Tyreek or Die.
Tyreek or Die.
Tyreek or Die. So where you represent?
I represent everywhere, bro.
Literally, the world.
It's crazy because, like, you know, I came from Scarborough, you know, but then I got moved around to fucking Oshawa, to fucking Ajax, PK. Out west.
Shout out PK.
We out here, man. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I really got to experience everywhere in Toronto, man. So
that's good.
That's why I say, like, I represent everywhere.
But he's not from here. So when you ask him, like, where is he from? He's from outer space, like even, another from dimension. Not even 2020 though. Like a lame would say, yeah, he's in 2020, but this guy's like in like 2154.
Okay. we're gonna have to get to hear some of this alien like abilities.
All it is really just like the mentality, you know. And I want more people to think like this about themselves, so that they could empower their own people. Because really, all it is believing in yourself telling yourself that you can do things that are unthinkable.
Facts.
You feel me? So that when you show it to the public, they're looking at you like, "What the fuck? Yeah. Where is this nigga from?" That's all it is.
Yeah.
So call it whatever it is, but
so okay, Blue.
Yes.
Tell me about your first studio session, man. Like, let's go back.
First studio session, fam. I recorded in the hood.
Wow.
Always.
Like, was it like the fucking stocking for the fucking Pop Stopper type of shit?
Yo, bare socks and elastics, like I said, fam. Everything, like, doesn't matter. So like, then we understood what an interface was, and you know what a dynamic microphone is, what a condenser microphone is, what best microphone to use, because we're some young boys getting money, so if we need to buy a studio, we buy in the studio. So
get the pieces.
We've been at the studio on our. So I learned how to record myself.
Right.
Literally.
Okay.
It's like we record ourselves. He can record himself.
I feel like that's how it starts for most artists. You know, starting at like some kind of home studio or
You know, somewhere yeah. you have that home feeling.
Yeah, like, yo, master your craft, fam.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's and it's, you get that freedom as well. Like, you could just go in the booth whenever you want. You gotta, mm-hmm. you don't even necessarily have to write. You know what I'm saying?
Also, this master exactly. craft was Frank from Dank. I mean, Dank from mm. Frank and Dank. And he's like, yeah, that's what my brother Dilla would say. Just master your craft. Know master your craft.
Yeah.
Know your equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Whatever you have, know it like the back of your hand.
Yeah. So I seen like the evolution, even like you. I seen the older videos, like you had, you know what I seen that was dope? That King Los freestyle.
Yeah, yo. Shout out King Los, shout out King Los.
That's the boy right there when it comes to freestyling.
Let me shout show you something him. About that. And I want you to tell me, I have a question for you about that. But one thing I noticed, after a bunch of motherfuckers rapped, you want to come in, and then somebody cut you off, and then they started rapping, okay? And then I think... And then you might be able to answer this when you might have like been like, okay, you know what? I'm going to tack another fucking one in the clip right now. And then when it came back around and you had your chance, you went like, I don't know, fucking 48 bars or whatever. And then absolutely. Los had to rap after. Nobody else rapped after. Then Los fucking wrapped it up. How did you score that?
I didn't score nothing, brother. All I was doing was I was opening for MGK that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So King Los had like just signed to Bad Boy.
Yeah.
So he was opening for MGK and I was also opening for MGK. I think who else was in that freestyle?
I don't even remember.
Was it Raz Fresco fam or was it I think it was this. Yeah, I think it was Raz Fresco. Shout out Raz Fresco.
Mm. He's a different name then?
No, Raz Fresco.
Always been. Mm. Baker's Club.
Okay.
Shout out Raz Fresco. So yeah, we did a freestyle in a clothing store. So like, I don't know, it was happening and a man said, yo, pull up to this clothing store, you have to do a cypher. Mm. So fam, what do you mean? I'm ready to go 120 bar. Fam, actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. I'm ready to go infinite, like that next symbol though, the one that goes like that. Like that infinite. I'm ready to go that infinite.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. like I went and I did my thing and yeah, I guess you caught the vibes, but like whatever, fam, I was just trying to do my thing, you know?
And
it is what it is. We're in China, I was freestyling with Los. Remember that video? You're like, yo, fam, we're doing that. It's that just like a cipher. It was 2012?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes.
Fuck.
Time flies.
Yeah,
time
man. Flies. And like, bro. Am I right about that? Like, you wanted to jump in, and then the next man started rhyming, and the camera slipped back, and I was like, oh, you're just about to go.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, we're young then, fam, and like, no one's telling us what to do. We're just pulling up, and I'm saying what it is.
Yeah.
We're in Toronto. This is our city. Have pride. Now we have pride.
Yeah.
And like, but... It's vibes, fam. Everywhere there's different vibes, you know? Mm, so, like, right. Toronto, we just want to say, like, it's a world thing, fam. Mm. It's a global thing. So, like, the young artist should be peace, unity, love.
We don't beef right now.
Respect.
Facts.
Straight.
Loyalty. You know what I'm saying? So, all that shit to me doesn't matter. Like, all of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, fam.
Yo, and like, I seen the evolution in the look, too, man. Like,
but I'm just stylish, fam.
Well, fuck. Okay, I'm watching the video, the white boy video,
mm-hmm.
and that shit was like, whoa.
Yeah.
In comparison to the other videos before, the other videos were dope too. Yeah. And your style hasn't changed. You know what I mean? Like, lyrically, you're still doing the same thing. You're still barring it up.
Well, yeah.
But I seen the look change on that, and I was like, holy shit. Did that start getting you a lot more fucking traction?
Fam, it's just like, it just is what it is, fam.
Mm.
The people the people that know what it is know what it is. And they've been know what it is.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's up to me, fam. I have to help myself before I can help anyone else. I have to help my neighborhood before I can help the city.
True.
And I have to help, after I help the city, I have to help the country.
Yeah.
After I help the country, I have to help the continent. After the continent, I have to help the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you got things like...
You got steps.
that you're going into the down. You're going down south now, South by Southwest.
Yeah, I'm gonna headline a show out there. Probably do a couple more shows too. Tyreek or Die is rolling with me.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck up South by, if I'm like.
Yeah.
We're gonna fuck it up.
And for like the young artists out here who are trying to get their shit popping, and you're a young artist yourself, mm-hmm. how do you get these?
No, he's
these,
not even my young artist. No, I'm saying my homie.
You guys, both of y'all, because we're some old fucking, we're some old heads.
Nah, we just looking at it like the OG thing. You're looking at it from a higher wavelength perspective. That's why you're saying you're barring it down and you're listening, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Like real questions to ask me, fam.
Well, shit.
The problem is they're not organized like that.
Mm.
So, like, if you're catching me at a party and you want to take some footage of me, yo, fuck. All right, just, like, ask more professionally.
Yeah.
Have a better camera. Make it a better settings. Do your job. I do mine.
Yeah.
I do my job. Do yours. That's my other saying.
Yeah. Facts. No, like, a lot of cats, and even to add on to that, a lot of cats, they come... Pause. Prematurely. You know what I'm saying? Super pause. No, because Castle hit you and they only just started doing their thing and they're like, yo, put me on. Yo, let me get on. Let me do this. And I'm like, dog, you literally just started. You still have to take some steps. You know what I mean?
You need to grow a little bit.
Yeah. You need to get to a certain point and then start approaching motherfuckers.
It's not even about approaching motherfuckers, fam. It's just about elevating yourself.
Yeah.
Like, fam, as long as they can elevate and, like, think at a higher level, they're going to be able to prosper. And that's wonderful. Know why? It's going to boost the Canadian economy.
Yeah.
And I live in Canada, brother. So I want Canada to do good.
Okay.
That's a good motto.
Now, one thing I always want to know, and this is like a weird question, but as a white rapper, okay,
yes,
do you feel that white rappers have to work twice as hard in hip hop to get respect?
I don't know, man, because like, actually, like,
nah.
Yo, fam, you have to face the racisms and shit and all that. Man, I know what it is. Like, certain mans grew up the way we grew up out here, multicultural, yo, and in America, beer segregation. Like, yeah. I swear to God, fam, but I'm
from
like
Rex. Though there's, like, it's a totally different.
Yeah, like
white and black is different in Rex.
Fam, I'm the baddest white boy out the Rex since White Dread. Shout out Aiden. Go download every Aiden single that's on Spotify right now, fam. So, or on Apple Music or whatever platform that his music is on. Aiden. Go download his music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the white shit, they fuck with me because they don't understand the way that we were raised or the way that, like, we live in Canada and, like, that we're, like, blessed and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with bare cultures. Like,
I'm
cultured. Like, even in Europe and shit, like, those motherfuckers are racist, too. Like, it's just bare segregation and I feel like if I really do what I need to do, fam, it's like a bridge to a gap. Because mans need to smarten up and realize that, like, they're doing it to us, fam. Like, they're trying to, like, they're trying to make them fight each other. I have a man that's your president that's, like, fucking on Twitter talking shit about an ex-you about nuclear weapons, fam.
Yep. And shithole countries.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Exactly. What is going on, fam?
Yeah.
What's going
on
right
really
now,
going
fam?
On in Yo, the
they
world
voted,
right now.
They
it's
voted
true.
For him, bro.
What's going on, bro?
They voted it's so for that true. Nigga, so.
They voted him in because of segregation.
Yeah.
So,
nah, it's low-key because they didn't trust a woman in office, fam.
Yeah. Okay, Ty, talk to them now. Talk to
that's
them.
All it is, though.
How you mean?
That's the fact, you know. They're gonna just choose a guy who is a billionaire with business rather than the shorty who's explosive or compulsive when it comes to certain things, and she wants to already start politics with Russia, you know. So they don't want that.
No, let's not. Don't start politics with Russia, fam.
Yeah, that's one thing, bro. It's the same owner, it's a new boss. That's all it is. Same owners, new boss.
Mm.
That's all.
Fair enough.
Same owners, new boss.
New boss.
But yo, fam, Isn't the one side the next side and the next side doing the same next
shit.
Side?
They're all doing the same shit behind closed doors. They're all meeting in the same place.
Obama was doing the same shit low key, but you know he was nice.
Yeah, Obama's nice. He can smile better. He can smile better than.
Yeah, he's articulate.
He can control the crowd.
He can defend it and sound. He's articulate. He can you know sound properly.
Perfect. That's why they had him for the full eight.
Well, even like to spin it back to some hip hop shit. Like you had Jeezy who was making songs like "My President Is Black," right? Yeah. But then now you have Eminem who has this, who's alienated his fan base. Who's like, if you are a Trump supporter and you fuck with me. Don't fuck with me no more.
That's a political stance and statement.
Yeah.
Because M is the first. Well, no. No, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. There's artists like fucking Elvis, Jimmy. I'm more like Jimmy, fam. I'm more of a Jimi Hendrix motherfucker than I am an Eminem-ass motherfucker, to be honest with you. But I highly respect Eminem.
Yeah,
First three albums are like. Yep. Definitely in my top 25.
Okay, sure. Okay. I would agree with that for the first two.
First two?
Yeah, yeah.
What? I like White the third. America. That was his first political stance. That's why I rate it.
This is true.
So there's three albums that would be in my top 25.
Okay, okay.
That
okay.
would be low.
Yeah,
The third one, what was it called? The Eminem. The Eminem. The show. No, what was
show.
It?
The Eminem show.
The Eminem show.
Yeah.
That'd be like my 25.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. That brings me to a rapper question. Give me your top five rappers. And I want yours after time.
Can I ask you a question though?
Okay.
Based on relating to the music and catching the vibration and vibing to it in a certain way where I connect to it, or top five they shitted on everyone.
Ooh, I want both. Yeah, those are both some sick sounding lists right there. I want to hear both of them lists.
Yeah, like shit it on everyone.
I want Ty to go first though.
Nah, fuck that.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
All right. Top five that I relate to, I would say. Number one, Cameron.
Killer.
Yeah. Number two, 50. Obviously, fam, you know the greats that are left out of that. So, M.
Okay.
We're at three, right? So, Cam, 50.
M.
And M.
Big. Pac.
Nice. Clean list.
Yeah,
I like that
I
list.
I like your list.
Tyreek.
No arguments.
Let's get your list.
That's the thing about my list. I base mine off of, like, inspiration, you know? So, like, who kind of, like, formed me as an artist growing up, you know? So, number one, Head Honcho, MF Doom. Y'all heard of that guy?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Been listening to his album since he downloaded it on Apple Music.
When it comes to, like, when you want different flows and, you know, different kind of metaphors.
Mr. Quasimodo.
Like, the nigga said, just keep your eye out, like, I Captain. You feel me? Like, that's like a triple entendre. You feel me? So, that's the nigga you gotta look out for. Lil Wayne.
Okay.
That's my fucking.
Doing
yo, like, but that's the thing. Lil Wayne, he had a, like, you know, he had his tough time, you know, where he kind of shifted his music around.
Okay.
So, I'd say, like, Lil Wayne when he, before, or No Ceilings. Yeah. That's my brody. And then, we gotta put Drake up there, man. Cause just coming out of Toronto,
he's on my top five of shitted on everyone.
You know,
so we haven't even got to that yet. So
no, we gonna get to that. That's locked
you
in.
You feel me? That's a boy right there.
Okay.
That's and yo like yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's three.
Fuck. Do you guys know the group Tame Impala?
I've never heard of
them. Bro. It's some you guys are smoking right now. I need you guys to go home, do the same shit, and play their shit. It's some real psychedelic shit that's just gonna blow your mind away when you listen to it.
Okay.
Last but not least, Kanye West, the king of innovation.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, the shitted on list. Let's get to that.
I'm excited for this list.
All right, the man's that shitted on everyone, fam. Like, and I say that by like. I mean, this is the list of mans that have stunted on everyone.
Okay.
In the industry. Business-wise. That's what I would call shitting on someone.
Right.
Because I'm peaceful. Like, I'm not talking about, like, bars that shitted on them. And, like, we could do a bars list. Like, there's sub-genres of rap.
Oh, for sure.
When people talk about top five lists, it's kind of ignorant to try to even place artists in the same categories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different people. They have different messages.
No, definitely.
They're
used
for different things. Like,
you got to put them in categories.
It's so true. It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, let's get to this list.
Okay. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Number one. He's number one.
Okay.
I'm going to go down the list. Because that's how Forbes does it.
Chronological order and shit.
Forbes, they do it by how much they're bringing in per year, tax they pay. Dre.
Okay.
Two, I'll say Diddy.
Diddy?
Thank you, brother.
No problem.
Diddy's number two. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah, Diddy is number two.
Yeah,
you can keep that. Then, yeah, I'll keep that.
Keep him there.
Number three, Hove. I won't even call him Jay. I'll call him Hove.
Yeah.
Big pimpin' brother.
Okay.
Number four, Drizzy.
Okay.
Shout out Drizzy. Thank you for making our city what it is. Number five. I want it to be anonymous one. I don't even want to claim a number five. Because I don't know who's number five yet, to be honest. Honestly, no. Maybe. Production-wise. But number five is a whole category, and that's the problem with making lists.
Right.
For sure.
So I'll give you a top four of stunted on everyone business-wise.
Okay, and then there's like... In the fifth spot is like just a dark face with a question mark on it.
Bro, who's gonna claim it?
Who's claiming?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Who's claiming the fifth spot?
Bro? We'll have that in the graphic. Just the question mark and the black face there. You know what I mean? Like the black figure there. Okay, collabos. Give me a dream collabo, man. Like if you could, dead or alive, even.
Tyreek or die. All right.
Okay. And Tyreek or die. What's your dream collabo?
Make it legendary though.
Yeah, I could have as many people on the song, right?
Nah, but what do you mean?
You got like five people on that one track.
Oh shit!
Build a tune, dog. Let me hear this tune.
Yeah,
I want to hear this tune.
Legendary record.
2154?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, bro. So we from. So check it out. This is what we're doing. So obviously, I'm gonna start the track. Right.
And oh then, yeah, 2154. That's right? A year right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're gonna have fucking SZA. She's gonna come through and harmonize the song for me.
Background harmonies.
Nice.
And then we're gonna get fucking Kendrick to do like, you know when he does like those like high fucking pitch fucking those are gonna come in, right? Looney Blue. He's gonna do the hooks. We're gonna have two hooks on the song. Boom, easy. Boom.
Two eights. Easy money.
Right? Second verse. We're going to have the boy Weezy right there. But we're going to have to bring back old Weezy. You feel me? We're going to have to talk to him.
Yeah, we need this
for the song.
We're going to have to talk to him.
Like, he already knows. He said bars. Not even old Weezy. Like, Weezy is doing what he has to do to be that fifth.
No, Weezy just having fun right now.
To be honest with you, Weezy is a contender for that fifth spot.
Okay.
So
it's just that
He's doing what he has to do right now. But
Baby would probably go in that spot if it's about shitting on motherfuckers.
Is he really though?
He signs Weezy's checks. And he ain't give him his money yet.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't that situation, I don't even understand it, brother. So I wouldn't even put him on the list because like I'm just saying, like, he has to figure all the stuff out. Wayne might end up on the list.
He just had a foreclosure.
I don't even know, brother.
I'd be keeping up
with all
that
shit. I'm just saying,
shit.
If we're going to make a list, that's what those are contenders. There's a lot of them.
For sure.
Okay. And then there's the real top five list.
Mm.
Each number is anonymous. And that's the top five list, bro.
Okay. The anonymous top five list.
Yeah, brother.
Movers and shakers behind the scenes.
Yeah. Not, no.
No?
No, brother.
Okay. Making sure.
I'm anonymous. Saying scientists.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you're in order to take it, to help out your neighborhood, there should be more funding for after school programs.
Oh,
for sure.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell
for
yeah.
them
yeah,
to be studying more.
Nothing. Mm. Nothing. I have nothing more, but yeah, that's fucking facts.
Mm-hmm. That's just going to be program. Building hospitals, right?
Yeah, sure, the next generation. Definitely have to grow that.
So if there's already a hospital in the neighborhood, can't they build one in another country?
This is true.
So if we can help ourselves, we can help someone else, right?
Yeah.
That's the motto: peace, love, and unity.
2154. That's what you're saying.
That's the year we're in. 100%. Oh, yeah, to be honest with you, brother.
2154.
Yeah, bro. Like all this shit, like.
Okay. Beyond. I don't know if I've been smoking a lot of fucking weed. Break that down to me, cause like that shit went right over my head.
Fam, I told you.
He's from the future, fam.
It's just like.
Really? The man's not from here. That's why you asked him where he's from, and he said, "Yo, I moved and shake." But to be honest with you, fam, I'm not from this planet.
Mm.
He's being honest with you, like.
It's a fact.
So you're from 2154.
That's the year he's from, fam. Yeah, bro. And that's the year we in, cause we already know. We know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand the more like the music comes out, and like you see what we're doing behind the scenes. You know, even at shows and shit, just how we do shit, like. We don't give a fuck. That's number one.
Number right. one is, yo, fuck that. We don't give a fuck. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters, man.
Over here. Because right. we are already in 2154.
Okay.
And that's one thing that, like, people like to stress. You know?
Calm down. Like, relax. Yeah, smoke some weed like us and have a nice conversation.
Yeah.
I like you guys. You guys are my friends now. You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
That's how we do it, bro. Handshake. This guy doing the business handshake.
I'll give you guys a business handshake.
You get to know people. Right. Mm-hmm. Collab when you sit down and talk and just shoot the shit, burn some weed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like this environment too where we're all usually sitting at a table and stuff over at the Youngstradam and stuff, you know? Exactly. Collabos. You mean collabos in a tuck?
No. Actually, I'm going to release my single. It's coming out, Purple Molly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about that.
It's a crazy record.
Who produced it?
Plurbs.
You got any plans for like a full like a mixtape or like a album coming out soon? Like
working on it? I'm gonna drop an EP, but I have lots of projects already made. So to see like we create music every day. Like we're working, we make music, that's what we do. We create art, we paint pictures with our words.
Yeah. You know what was just came to my mind too? And it's even bringing me back a little bit earlier. Do you use music as therapy?
Nah.
No?
It's work, bro.
It's work.
It's therapy.
It used to be therapy.
It used to be therapy, yeah.
But then like it really just became something where, like, fuck all that.
I'm making music
when I want to now. You know, fuck, like, if I'm feeling sad or feeling happy, like, if I'm feeling anything, I just make music, you know?
Yeah. I can make music right now.
Yeah. Like, we could turn this into a mic at an interface.
Winston, if Winston goes out and pops a trunk and pulls out my bag, I got the Apollo, I got everything we could record right now. We'll record a song.
That's how it works.
Okay.
That's
okay, all right. So, what y'all got coming up next? Let's get to the future.
I got my episode dropping on Noisy premiering it on Monday. Check that out. I'll say it again. Where's the camera? Right here. We got Noisy premiering my episode on Monday. I don't know what time, so just like follow me on Twitter or Instagram. And it'll obviously be on my shit, Tyreek or Die. Alright. And yeah, Monday, we gonna be there. You feel me? I'm gonna show you guys what we doing. I'm gonna take you guys to my world. The future, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck, yeah, man, it's gonna be a good time. And after that, fuck, I got a mixtape dropping.
Nice. And it's
just sounds that nobody's ever heard.
Okay. Nice. And Looney Blue. What do you got coming up for the future, man?
Purple Molly.
Purple Molly.
Use my word for the Purple Molly.
Fact.
Okay. And let the people know where to find you as far as social media and shit like that.
At Looney Blue.
At Looney Blue, everything.
Yeah.
Same.
Yo, true say, I swear to God, fam, I made a man Google me yesterday because he was with me and I asked him to go find something real quick, a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And yo, says I'm a musical artist, fam.
Yeah.
Say word.
Yeah.
I thought the world didn't rate me like that.
That's what happens when you put the work in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People recognize that shit, bro.
Now they call me a musical artist.
Yeah.
And guess what? I am, brother.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, maybe Purple Molly, brother.
Came out the trap.
Just trust me. Purple Molly,
that's
brother.
Big.
I'm an artist.
That's big. To see when certain man.
I'm an artist.
They wouldn't even look at
Purple
it like
Molly.
That. They wouldn't even look at it like that. Like, oh, man, like, the world is rating me as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is not, like you said, a hobby or what I do. This is my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting recognized as that when I Google myself or I ask someone to Google me.
It's beautiful.
He's a recording artist.
It's beautiful.
That's a blessing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the city's growing. When you put in Toronto rappers in the Google search engine, you're seeing a lot more material than you used to see, like, let's say, 10 years ago. And it's because we're all getting to a point where the city is that place for where people are looking for artists. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even about that, brother. It's about artists in the city understanding that this is art that they're making.
Mm.
And we need to have unity as artists to create the best that we can.
Yeah.
Facts.
Look at Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah. Those guys are united like crazy. They have their little beats here and there, but there's a lot of guys who will jump on tracks together. There's more unity.
Yeah, there's crazy unity. Strip clubs, they break records.
Yeah.
I understand all that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is over here, if we have unity, yeah, we'll have the same thing. Who knows what our platform will be that will break artists.
Facts.
Sure.
Maybe there already is some. I don't know. I don't know a lot. I just know I'm in 2,154 with Tyreek or Die.
2,154.
The episode, man.
Yeah, I might. But we about to fly out. See, you have one more question?
No. We're going to wrap it up.
Where are you flying out to?
New York. I have to go check my boy out there.
All right. Well, safe trips. Well, safe journeys.
See
you. Got the bag to the Lord.
Thank you again for coming through, guys. Tyreek or Die.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Herc, let the people know where to find you.
You know me, SSC_HeyHercs_PK on Instagram. That's a platform I fuck with. And if you want to follow my gym page, hey, Way Hurts on Instagram. There you go.
Mm.
Shout out We Love Hip Hop. Shout out all the people in the building. Thank you for coming through Looney Blue.
It was my pleasure.
Where's Mia? Right here. Y'all know where to find me. Hit my website up, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. All my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Get at our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's at We Love Hip Hop Toronto. YouTube.com/WeLoveHipHop. Hit that subscribe button, comment, like. Let's get this shit to where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying?
Our winner.
Ah, yeah.
For our last giveaway for our 2,000 subscribers.
Yeah. So shout out to Bijan Selman. We looking for you. Hit us up. You know, we got that prize pack for you. It's a thing, you know what I mean? It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get your ass.